With all the Raising Cane's chicken finger options, it was an impossible decision.
How about a box combo? Good.
No, I want a Caniac combo with extra cane sauce, no slaw, two extra toasts, and a half sweet TF lemonade.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. No snow in the forecast today, Sip. Don't worry about shoveling today. Yeah. You're good.
Good.
We had a lot yesterday. There was a lot more than I thought there was going to be.
Yeah.
I went home like at 6 o'clock late last night. I was working the whole day.
Wow.
I could not believe how much was in the yard.
So you had to work all day.
Usually I go home by 3:30. Six was a little late. I was not trying to brag about anything, just staying a little later than usual. Stuff going on.
Jake had to work.
So you had to go home and shovel.
Well, I did, but there was more than I thought there was going to be.
Same.
Yeah, it was more.
It was a shoveling.
I didn't have to worry about it. You know why? I got LaRude 2. LaRude 2.
Did he do your driveway?
He did yesterday.
I mean, Sophia did my one driveway, but the other, Trixie house, I did. I have to do that.
Is there any way that Sophia would go over to Trixie's? Right,
probably.
Probably would.
Probably.
Oh.
If I asked. But I...
I got LaRude, too. And also, I get...
I got LaRude. Not altogether comfortable with that.
LaRude times two. LaRude squared.
Okay. Squared. Does he have some kind of operation?
He's got a big operation. He has got, like, the adult snowblower. I mean, it is incredible. I have a snowblower. It's very nice. It works very good.
What's wrong with your snowblower?
What do you mean by adult snowblower versus
you just know the difference when you see it. You do know.
He has an industrial one.
I mean, it is like, it's insanity. And he's got all the gear on. He's got the overalls on and stuff.
Boy.
Like
that.
I mean,
he's that guy.
Yeah, he's that guy. But it's LaRue. I sat my wife down yesterday and I said, we need to talk about something. She goes, okay, what's going on? I go, if LaRue's move, we move with him. I said, we can.
No question.
We are not in a position to live by ourselves. We are not.
Aren't you?
We are not. No, we are not well enough.
Why?
We're not equipped to
Why
live
not?
By him. Because we just need the LaRue.
Don't lean on LaRue that hard.
Guardian neighbor over here.
He's a guardian. He's Jim.
Neighbor Jim did not
the
driveway.
You're telling me right now that if Sophia comes over, hey, listen, I'm moving. Doesn't affect your life?
It's trouble.
Yeah. It'd be trouble.
It'd be trouble.
And it'd be like, well, so no baked potatoes.
No, you're right.
No. So
no mowing the yard.
No, yes. No steak, right?
As you say, no meals steak, twice
no
a week.
Meals.
It would be a problem. I need to think about that. So I get it. You sat Laura down.
Yeah, I did. Did she look at me and she goes, I'm with you.
Did she say, I might not be with you much longer?
Maybe you could step up and maybe do something on your own. The best part was, though.
It's a thought.
I was on a call that I couldn't lose the call. It was a very important
call. Oh, really?
It was.
Okay.
So I didn't pull into my garage. So I'm sitting outside my garage, and I'm in my car, but I'm on the phone. I'm on, like, my Bluetooth. I'm on the phone like that.
Bluetooth.
While LaRue is doing my deal.
You see him.
I see, and I wave at him. And I'm sitting in a heated car, and I wave at him.
He's out there freezing.
That's sort of pathetic.
That's why we'll be moving with the LaRues.
Super funny, actually.
I give him the wave. Like, hey, I'll pull in if you want to get this area right here.
I'll move for you.
Do you got to pay him?
What's that? Well, of course, LaRue doesn't ask for money, but there will be.
Yeah, some payment.
They'll be showered in gifts. Yes.
Jake, what about you?
Neighbor Jim did not do the driveway.
Oh, wow.
Are you guys at odds?
Oh, no, not at odds. I think he was busy yesterday.
Do you have a snowblower?
No.
You don't?
I have a shovel.
That surprises me.
I don't think I'm going to buy one anytime soon.
I would love one.
I don't think I'm going to.
No, they're more. I think they're more trouble than they're worth.
That's my experience. No, they're not.
That's my experience.
No, they're not. They're incredible. Also, it was a great gift. So we got that from
we have a difference on that one.
From Moose and Tina. That's where we got our uh, for our wedding present. They went together with Moose's with Two Question Larry and Roseanne, and they got us. I'll tell you one thing. Two Question Larry, he trapped me the other day.
He did.
I was over at the house like that, and I was sitting in his chair, and he was in front of the computer, and we went probably into the teens of questions.
Oh no, you allowed that.
What happened?
I allowed it.
What happened?
It went into the teens.
Larry is Laura's father.
Father, yes. But so when Larry comes to my house, I give him right away. I go, Larry, two questions. So then when he asks the first one, I go, think about it. This is one of your questions. Do you want to proceed? And sometimes he'll be like, give me a second. You know, think about it. But he had me trapped the other day. And so he got it. He got teens out of me.
I need to do that.
Yeah, he got teens.
Did you tell him to wrap it up, or did you just kind of wrap it up himself?
No, he had some fun stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Larry asked you questions about football.
Man, it's not so much football, but I always go, Larry, what's going on out there? Because he's on, what's your website?
Red Sea Scrolls.
He's on the scrolls. He's on the scrolls.
So people are putting this together. Larry.
There's a chance that you've spoken to Larry, right, online?
I would think maybe. Yeah. Yeah?
He probably
came at me a few times.
Probably came at you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Two Question Larry.
There's people that really come at you.
Absolutely.
There are.
Because they can be anonymous on message boards.
That one guy
the
other day.
Not their actual name.
He said, it's just time for this discussion. Sipple doesn't know anything about football.
It's just time for. Was that the name of the thread?
No, it wasn't. It was almost that.
You actually say, it's time for this
discussion. It's time for this discussion. Sipple doesn't know anything about football.
So, no football. Right. That's not true, though, because you've covered it for like 30-some years. So.
Yeah.
You know it when you see it. I'll say that. You might not know, hey, that's a three technique, and then they ran a twist game, and that what happens on
that. I know a lot. I can figure that part out. Some of that.
You should screenshot the best comments you see and send them to
You should have saved.
Okay.
So we can read them. If you had a book of them, like, hey, check this out.
Good idea.
Hey, this is 2004. Check this one out.
This is a good idea.
That would be something you want to save.
Oh, my God. Good idea.
And we will read them in their voice. Attacking you.
it will use their voice.
This is from Red 29.
Red
God, Sip was a moron.
there's ones like that.
This is from Cleet.
There are ones like
this
that.
This is Rhubarb.
Yeah. You got to have the handle for sure on that.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
Can you imagine how much greater it would be if you had to list, let's say, so if you on a website had to put down your real name, your address, where you work,
yeah,
where you graduate, it had like six things that you had to have blue checked. That would change a lot.
They'd be a lot more quiet,
I think. The changes would be a lot.
Like that all would spoil everything.
It would. The boards would be
would
gone.
Be dead. My non-existent
board.
My business would be dead, so you can just keep calling me out.
Please go back, Steve, like that? I wonder if we can talk. Can you talk to Chattel? And just see if we can just go back to Voice of the Grandstand. Like, I just want to hear Voice.
That's
of the,
a good idea.
The
should
Voice
do
of the
that.
Grandstand was Jake. Explain it to Jake. It was an article. Was it twice a week about? And there'd be
it was about
twice a week. It'd be a column. Voice of the Grandstand, and that's where Red 29 would write in, and it'd be like Travis is all it would say. It'd be a complaint about Osborne running the ball up the middle,
something
of that nature, or whatever it was. There'd be some sort of a complaint. There's about six of them, you think. Like
so yeah, there'd be like six. I don't think. Yeah, I don't know if they were the entire letters that people wrote in, but there would be parts of letters, and maybe full letters at times.
But that would be the deal. It was like letters
to the grandstand.
Letters.
Was it
Voice for the Grandstand?
Yeah,
Lanny Schneer from Bancroft used to write in once a week.
Did he? Seriously,
Lanny, he's a really good tennis player.
I am listening to you. I'm looking for this. I'm simultaneously.
This wasn't like Ann Landers where Chattel would write back at all, or
no.
No,
it's not a Chattel thing.
Okay.
Chattel wasn't even there.
This is like in the 80s.
Okay.
And it was a big thing to read it when it came out.
Oh, God, Bill.
You couldn't wait to read
Parallel
it.
Parallel Lives.
You couldn't wait to read. Did you read Voice in the Grandstand today?
Right. Exactly.
It is.
Yeah.
It's right there like with a good comic strip that you checked every day.
Okay, I'll explain it to Jake. So it was on the left-hand column.
Yeah, you nailed it. Hey, Steve. There was a symbol. What was it?
It was a blowhorn.
A megaphone.
It was a megaphone.
A cheerleader would use. That was Voice of the Grandstand. That was the deal.
And it said Voice of the Grandstand.
Could someone please see if they can find that and text it in to Jake, see what that looked like.
It used to be the columnist had his column stripped down the left part of the paper. And it would be Wally Provost.
Yes,
or Mike Kelly at times.
Mike Kelly.
And then it came to be Chattel, but sometimes when a writer didn't write a column, one day a week, it was Voice from the Grandstand. And it was very popular.
It was just as good.
It was, you couldn't wait to read it.
Right.
And it was like, you see what Chuck said?
Yeah.
Chuck from Beatrice just wrote in?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
I'm sure they got a lot
of letters,
too.
But the difference was, though, back in those days, that wrapped it up. Everybody went on their business.
Yeah.
Now it's like, now everything's real time.
Yeah, keep talking.
That was their message board.
That was
the message
board. And it got posted in the paper.
Voice from the Grandstand.
And there's no response to it.
Can you imagine sitting there like that, and then Steve, like 1982, and like going like, well, guys, in about 45 years from now, 50 years from now, you're going to be able to sit at a computer, and you can write in hourly, or every minute you can write something in.
Yeah, and people do. There was one thread that got me. Never forget when Sip said Harburg could be like Tyler Warren. I don't remember saying that.
You were very high on him. Oh. You were very high on the Harburg trade.
That thread got out of control. I don't remember saying that. Did I say that
probably
to you guys?
I think you did. Yeah, it was.
Did I?
I don't know if you said the words Tyler Warren and Harburg, but you did have high praise for him.
I did for sure, but I don't remember saying that. Gosh, I wish I could find
I can't recall a time you said Harburg's Tyler Warren 2.0, but
I don't think I did.
Maybe in the same ballpark in some capacity.
I said he could be like Tyler Warren. Man,
that's still extreme.
All that discussion, that Harburg discussion shows. And by the way, I'm not smart to be multitasking. Holgorsen said the other day that he's still making the transition. I mean, that was like the 11th game. he's still making
how
the transition.
How long does that transition take?
He's still making the transition from quarterback to tight end. So the lesson for me is hard transition.
Hard transition. When you move from that position up to having to put your face on people,
then
that's not out of not because of courage, just because of what it takes to play in that spot.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a lot. It would be. Sometimes someone says they go from O-line to D-line or D-line to O-line, which is the more popular one. That's the one that always goes. But it's like, hey, they're used to putting hands on people every snap. So this makes sense. And I've been in this little fray right here. When you go the opposite way, that's really, really hard.
Yeah, and it's been – I think it has been hard. I think it's been harder for Carter. I think it's been a little tough for Carter Nelson, too. What you hear is it's been an adjustment for him to put his hand in the dirt. And they do. They still do that a little
bit. He
was here
last season.
I know. He was playing.
Forgive me for not understanding that one.
You're forgiven.
Thank you.
My favorite thing now is hand in the dirt. We haven't seen dirt on a field in 30 years. No dirt.
Dirt.
I mean, even the real grass teams, you look at their fields, they're immaculate. Yeah, there's no... Now we're playing. Well, we're playing the old Oakland Raider Stadium where it's half baseball.
There's
field.
Dirt.
There's dirt.
Or the Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Stadium.
Yeah, there was dirt.
I love that.
Yeah. When you turn it on, and thing was, we thought nothing of it.
No, not a big
nothing
deal.
Nothing of
looking
it.
Looking back, cool. What the hell?
I want to see him in the dirt.
Like in the 20-yard line, you're standing on the second base. It's like.
Looking better back, times. Very strange.
But just think now, too. I remember going to the Murph in San Diego. I'd go to watch
Wait
high
a
school.
Second, what?
Yeah, I'd go to high school championship games
you
in San Diego.
Really?
Went to the Murph.
Routinely went to the Murph?
Routinely went there. And it was like, it was horrific seating. Just horrific. I mean, it's so flat in some areas. I mean, it was just, I couldn't imagine. I go, so this is where the Chargers play. This is where you're going to pay your money to come watch NFL an NFL game. Team play. And it is awful. It was awful. Steve, what bowl game are the Huskers going to?
Is
it flipped? I heard it's flipped.
No. I think it's done. I think Nebraska's going to Vegas. I think, yeah. I mean, all indications. Well, that's what Sean was talking about. Sean was talking about yesterday. Robin had some intel, like a logo even, that they're going to put out it eventually. Nebraska, Utah, and a Vegas bowl on December 31. Sean's making plans. We're staying at the Marriott off the strip.
What happens if it's not in Vegas, though?
Well, then I guess he cancels the plans. But I don't think there's a
what
not.
What if you guys are in Vegas and actually the team's in Nashville?
Hey, well, you know, we have this ongoing dialogue that this is idle chit chat, so just forgive me. I always thought it would be hilarious or a genius marketing ploy to cover, because you can do this in today's world because of technology. Like Nebraska's playing Illinois today, but the Husker Extra crew is in Washington. cover. They're going to cover it from the Washington press box. We're going to other games, but we're going to cover the Nebraska game because you can.
You could.
You can because the quotes. The quotes are supplied.
See,
for
I don't
you.
See. If
it would, I think it'd be a brilliant marketing ploy.
It'd be strange.
What would you brilliant. See different if you sat like next to this on the couch right there? I have a chair that I sit in and watch, and I've got the TV and I got the quad box and every stuff. But let's just say we sat there and it was Nebraska Penn State.
Okay.
And we're sitting like that. I'm thinking you could sit right next to me and write the exact same article as if you're in the press box. There wouldn't be one thing you go, oh, I can't do this at all
could.
From here.
You could.
Because when you write someone, when you talk about stuff, I'm going, exactly what I saw. No different. I mean, what would you see?
Scary. If I'm just being real, I'm being real.
Be real. Let's all be real. Hey, hold it. Should we all do it today?
Yeah.
Let's all be real.
I'm going to be real here. But you don't want to say this, and we always would have this discussion at the Journal Star. Don't say that to like the management.
Yeah.
It's better to cover it off the TV. It's easier. It's you see more, you hear more.
First of all, and then they run the replay back, and it's
they
right
run the
in front
damn
of-
replay. I always tell Robin, if I'm going to write a basketball column, I just prefer to write it from home. I mean, I don't need a lot of quotes because it's got to be your in a column. It's got to be your voice. And I can get quotes if I need them. It's easier and better to cover it off the TV. It's weird. Press boxes are odd, and it's more odd than ever because
where's your TV? Because you watch your replays. It is up here in the corner. I mean,
that's one thing. Oftentimes, you are situated in a press box where there's a TV in front of you, but not always. It's not. That's not standard.
Yeah. If you don't have the replay, I'd be like, what?
Oh man, Minnesota. Had neither a TV replay nor a press box announcer. I had no idea what was going on half the time.
who's got the ball?
What down is this? No, press boxes are so far away sometimes that you don't even feel like you're at the game.
Right? I know Penn State's a monster one. At least the coach's box was so far away. The old Oklahoma was so far away.
It's like, I think there's a game going on down there, but I'm not.
I've never asked anything from you for a gift, and I'm asking for a Christmas present this year. I want that framed.
What's that?
I want that framed. I want to have that thing framed like that. This discussion needs to happen. Sipple knows nothing about football. I'd love to.
I'm trying to find
this conversation. This conversation.
We need to have this conversation.
We need to have this conversation. Sipple knows
That was the thread. to have this conversation.
If someone could locate that, please.
I'll find it.
By the way, I have received a text on the text line.
I'm sorry.
From Mike in Waterloo, Husker Mike, who sent a picture of Voice of the Grandstand in the past.
And I'm Mike!
I'm seeing Andy from Omaha, Dave from Beatrice, Chip from Omaha. Tony Pesavento, the head pro of the Omaha Country Club, chimed in with his full description.
Good job.
Chip says this, E.A. Carter, you sound like a typical Notre Dame fan who conveniently forgets when the Irish lose games and expects the rest of us to do the same.
Good job.
Is there a picture of a megaphone?
So what you thought was a megaphone, I know is actually, it's a corner of a stadium.
That's not the, let me see it. That's not the one.
I'll come over and look at this.
Okay, hold on.
There was a megaphone.
Yeah, this is the voice. I don't know what year this is from, but this is from Husker Mike in Waterloo.
Thank you, Mike.
This is the picture right there.
Yeah, no, it used to be a megaphone.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not a megaphone. This is the
that's
end
not
of
it.
A stadium, basically.
Well, what year does it say?
It doesn't say the year. I can't see it. It just cuts off.
So that probably had changed from over the year. But that's it. But that's what we're talking
about. It's changed.
About,
okay. Bill's off the mic, but he said that's changed. It's not the same one. But this is, I get the gist now. Of the
but it's still Voice of the Grandstand.
It's nice.
You're too correct. Young to
Who
remember
sent that,
that
in, Chet?
No, that's Husker Mike in Waterloo.
I thought it was Chet.
Mike is a great friend.
There was a Chip in Omaha that chimed in on the article, but that was Husker Mike.
Yeah, that was a big deal when that thing came out, that Voice
the
of
the best
Grandstand.
Thing would always be if you knew that, hey, you know that so-and-so, right? Because all of it says their one name, you know who that is, don't you? You'd know who it was.
Absolutely.
The head pro of the OCC. Tony Pesavento, head pro, Omaha Country Club. They put it on there.
And every so often, they'd let a scathing one get in.
Yeah, they would.
Scathing.
I think it was planned out. I think it was always, hey, go 50-50.
Yeah.
Put support, scathe, support, scathe.
It's kind of like that.
It was like that. It was like that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Here you got one of these. Damn.
Right. Yeah. 100. And then you talk about it.
And you talk about it. It'd be a big deal.
Voice from the grandstand.
Better times.
Better. Oh, wow.
The Journal Star used to run I mean, its own kind of version of it. On page two of the sports on Sundays, we'd run letters. And it wasn't, it's like the Herald Goddess. Like they got voice from the grandstand. It was a bigger deal, you know. But anyway, letters are always fun.
They had to handwrite them, put a stamp on it, and send it in.
I know.
That's what's gold.
That's total
and
gold.
Somebody had to read every
one
of those.
We need to bring that back in terms of letters to the editor.
Sports editor probably had to do it.
Imagine there's probably times, what if they got 500 letters to the editor?
Well, here's the other thing about it. Here's the other thing. And I never was involved in this process, but I would hear them talking. You had to verify it. So if someone sent in a letter, you had to call them and verify that they actually wrote it.
Oh, really?
Okay. Because there could be problems there.
Yeah.
Someone could send in a...
I didn't write that.
Yeah, someone could send in a scathing letter and sign someone else's name to it. So that would
be pretty simple to do that.
So you had to track them down and make sure it was them.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look into the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. You shouldn't have to rearrange your life to deal with hair loss. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think about Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Now you can just get... incredible articles with great length that are completely fake, and you know, I know which ones not to even read anymore. Now someone will be like,
I don't.
On the AI itself.
There was one about who's a Giants defensive end from Penn State,
Abdul Carter.
There was stuff circulating about him last night, and I thought it was true.
Some true stuff.
I thought it was true, and it wasn't. Robin was like, that's a fake website. I was like, whoa, that guy. Yeah. That's a problem. I was in Planet Fitness reading this, and I'm like, this is amazing. And I sent it to like three people. And then Robin was like, fake. Simple. Yeah. It's fake. Like, how do you know?
I don't know.
You often don't.
Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it's not easy to tell.
Right. Exactly.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. The seed, chemicals, fertilizer.
Joey!
Someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application
included.
Learn more today at 738ag.com.
It's custom because not all soil is the same, Jake.
It's not?
It's not the same.
Oh, it's not.
You can pull into a field and the field's not the same. That's why everything's custom. You don't just put down whatever. Oh, we just put it down. No, not on the hill. That soil's different than what's down below. So Joey does it different. So Joey does soil samples. He does soil samples every 10 yards.
Tubes of soil.
Tubes of
every
soil.
Every 10 yards is a lot
every
of work.
Every 10 yards.
Every
10 yards.
That's a lot of work for Joey.
That way he can help people. That's what he does.
Does he have a staff?
What's that? No, Joey is a staff.
Is it?
Joey has a sister.
Yeah. But it's like an operation
for
family.
He's got a lot of people there. Oh. Yeah, there's a lot. There's a staff.
We can work for him.
We probably wouldn't hold up well. I just don't see us all of a sudden.
Give it a shot.
We could try it. We could probably do some stuff, I guess. If it was like, hey, just drive a pickup around, you know, okay.
You'd probably handle it.
That'd be about it. That'd be
just aimlessly. Yeah,
my
aimlessly.
Skill sets are so limited.
You know what you'd be awesome doing, Joey? You drive around, listen to Sirius, and tell him what you're listening to, and tell him some of the updates.
Update guy.
I would drive around all day and say, hey, did you hear what happened in Arkansas today?
No, I didn't.
Here's what happened. He'll be in his tractor, and I'd call him and say, hey, this is unbelievable. We just went down at Memphis.
You can have your opinion. Say, hey, you're seeing Kalani Sitake to Penn State. It's not happening,
not
Joey.
Happening. Yeah.
Just so you know.
I talk to people. That's not happening. That'd be great. That would be, if anybody wants me to do that, just to fill them in every half hour, be like a dog walker. I have a whole list of people I have to text every half hour of what's going on while I drive around listening to SiriusXM.
You'd be good at that.
That'd be fun.
That sounds like a dream job.
Hang on. I gotta pull over. Where would I pull over out there? What's the place you go to? What's the
Shoemakers?
I'd go to Shoemakers and pull over. And I have to send 50 texts out of what's going on every 40 minutes. And just listen to the radio.
It's a good idea.
Guys driving
it's
around.
A business.
Duke told me a story.
What's that?
That was incredible. So we talked about, because Duke was with us for the polka band, and the polka band was incredible.
At Beer House.
At Beer House.
Beer House.
With Cody. And it was so much fun. And then Duke goes, never heard it. I hear those stories. You go, hold it. The first time I'm hearing of this? Duke goes, no. And I was probably 12, 13, 14, 15. There was a polka hour on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And he would drive his grandpa around the country, and they'd look at the fields and stuff like that, so his grandpa could listen to
the
polka hour. And his grandpa would listen to polka for an hour while Duke at 12 years old is driving him around in the pickup.
I can remember. Yeah, I vaguely remember the polka hours that were on various.
Well, you were in the middle of polka. Mm-hmm. Columbus was at the heart of polka.
They had the radio stations or station in Columbus had a polka time.
Can you still get polka music?
Yeah, we're moving on. Okay, 464-5685. Call or text as always. I think we're good. People are upset. There was news yesterday.
Right.
John Butler is out as Nebraska's defensive coordinator. Now, you brought the stat up, Sip, that until the Penn State game, now this is one stat to look at, that Nebraska's defense had not allowed over 400 yards in a game until Penn State. Still only just one time this year that it happened.
Really misleading.
They finished second in the country in pass defense. They were a top 25 overall defense. Was that?
Yeah, they were 22.
22, which is solid.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think there was some confusion yesterday from the Husker. Some people were happy. Some people were confused, saying, I don't think he was the major problem. There was some issues with run defense, of course.
Major issues. They were 98th in
the
country.
That was bad. I'm not pushing back on that.
Yeah, they allowed 4.8 yards per carry. That was 114th in the country. They were 11th in the Big Ten in yards per play. This is 5.78. Opponents' point per play allowed, they're 78th in the FBS. This is all according to Michael Sevier, who I used the total defense metric when I was scrambling to write this story. It has Sean's byline, but I'll tell you later how that went down. But
Yeah,
it was kind of a collaboration. I had to write it, and I used total defense because I was scrambling. Total defense, Michael points out, doesn't mean diddly. It means a little, but not as much as these other metrics. Jake, what happened? You saw what happened. Penn State, it got away from him. Penn State.
Absolutely.
Iowa pretty much got away from him.
Bad games to end the season, 100%.
Yeah. And I think they're... it wasn't a great fit. That's just my opinion, but it's also based on some things I hear behind the scenes. I don't think it was going particularly well. So, I surprised a little bit? Yeah,
I was surprised.
Yeah,
I was surprised.
Were you?
I was surprised.
Were you surprised in a sense that you didn't think they would fire him, or you're just surprised at the timing?
No, the timing would never. That's if you're going to fire someone, that would be the time right away. I was surprised because
I didn't get up yesterday thinking he was getting fired by noon. That's what I'm saying.
And also, and there are metrics when you look at it and you say, okay, not good, not good, not good, but everyone was selling the total defense as being really positive,
right?
And then all of a sudden, now they fire him, and then total defense didn't matter,
yeah.
Because the total defense still.
No, don't. I'm not in that.
There's still something there when you're in the 20s mm-hmm. in total defense. No, 98th. No, that's rough. And
run defense.
Yes, that's what I mean. That's rough. And I've been part of that before. I've been part of that at Utah. In New Mexico State, I was praised like, "Hey, man, your pass defense. Wow, really good. We were like top 15 in New Mexico State. Right, unbelievable. Really good. You know why? So if they handed the ball off, they ran for like 9 yards every time. So pass defense wasn't that incredible because of the run game mm-hmm. of what was going on. So there's a different. That's why all you care about in pass defense, which I've not seen those numbers, is pass efficiency defense. That's all you care about. What is the yards per attempt, yards per completion? That's the number you want to look at when it comes. Total yards means nothing.
I got you. Here's the thing. He walked into a challenging situation.
Very.
Because they lost, as Sean points out. We always talk about Nash and Ty. There's also, and by the way, Jake, kudos to you. Princewell
Umanmielen.
6.5 sacks.
Good year. You kept putting
in the SEC.
He had a pretty good year this year.
Jamari Butler, they lost. MJ Sherman, they lost. You could even say John Bullock. They don't have a linebacker as good as John Bullock right now.
No, he's in the
John
NFL.
Was good last year.
Right. And then even Michael Bayer was all right as a run stopper.
Mekhi Bayer, yeah.
Yeah, Mekhi.
You said Michael?
Mike Mekhi.
Mekhi Bayer.
So they lost all those guys, replaced them. They went in the portal and got Winery. 3 tackles in November. That's what he has. McCullough, 2 sacks. I think he had maybe 5 quarterback pressures all year. You paid a lot of money for the guy, and he didn't really – that's not what you paid for. Gabe Moore didn't pay a lot. Jalen George didn't pay a lot. Marquise Watson Trent was okay. So you didn't get the – Rule always says they won the portal. You didn't win it in that area, I don't think. That's just my opinion.
Well, if you have the numbers don't add up to say that they won at that level,
right? Now, where does Nebraska
go next? I
think
they're happy with Andrew Marshall as a good addition at cornerback.
For sure, there are some guys.
You got some good ones, but there's overall.
I'm talking front seven
misses defensively. 100%.
I gotta be careful. Winery's not necessarily a miss because he's only a redshirt freshman. Mm. He could get good, right?
He could, but he's 3 tackles in November. You didn't hear his name after the Michigan State game hardly ever.
Penn State, he didn't hardly play. He was the lowest number. He had 20 snaps.
I just think that's a run defense thing, right?
It probably is. Like I said, we're not in the room. Don't know that for sure.
Yeah, I should put that on you. I'll say that.
But when you look at the overall at the team like that, is that you have to go, you have to look back and say, okay, where, yep, some credit has to be given to the past. Who's the best player on the team right now?
The best football player on Nebraska's team is Emmett Johnson.
Yeah. And Frosty brought him in.
Yeah.
And so the two best players on defense last year were the two best defenders like that were probably what? Probably Nash.
Ty for sure.
Ty for sure. And so my point is they've not been able to replace those that were here.
Right.
I mean, right now that'll be a big strain for them to be able to have to get that done.
So now what?
So Phil Snow will be the interim DC for the bowl game. We know that for sure.
That's
all we know.
That's seamless
at this point.
Yeah, I don't know where you go. There was a name. I saw this morning when I woke up. Matt Rhule, Nebraska, pursuing SMU DC Scott Simons? ? I was told yesterday that's not happening. So I don't. But there was, I guess. the Twitter world was on fire with reports that of a Nebraska school jet in Dallas.
Of course.
So that a lot of people were putting that together. But I was told, no, that's not what's happening. So these things get kind of crazy. But I know Rhule was in town yesterday. He wasn't in Dallas. I mean, if that plane was in Dallas, Rhule was on it, right?
I'd have a hard time thinking that the defensive coordinator got let go and they were on a plane an hour later to someplace.
See, that's what I'm saying.
You would do your – that's vet this. Game just ended Friday.
Yeah, I'm kind of debunking our own report. But there was a question mark behind it. So I'm just saying a question mark. I would not think they're pursuing Scott Simons right now. Maybe they will.
So the situation will be defensively, in my opinion, at that. So what is going to be the case, whoever they bring in, the first question is going to be is, who can I bring with me?
So players-wise?
No, coaching-wise.
Oh, staff-wise, yeah.
It's like who – so there's and hypothetically, there's going to be more changes. Or now you can have unlimited coaches. Who can I bring in with me to come with me?
Yeah.
Because that is like bizarre hard. Like I said, when I took over, when Mickey had me change the defensive coordinator, I was not in the room. I was not in the defensive room. I had not been to a meeting. I hadn't done anything. And then I had to walk into the staff and be like, okay, you're now the defensive coordinator. And I wasn't even in the room. Mm-hmm. And that's why we had to change everything. Now, that staff was incredibly professional.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go in, mm-hmm. when you don't have one person with you mm-hmm. that knows you,
yeah.
knows how you want it done, I had the behind-the-scenes guys, mm-hmm. I had a couple guys that were unbelievable. Dimitri Brim was one of them.
Demetrius Brim, a name.
Was incredible.
Played for UCF.
Yeah, did an incredible job behind the scenes. And guess what?
Big linebacker.
There's a couple guys behind the scenes that didn't. They checked out. And so I just said, okay, not a problem. I'll work with these guys. And then the staff didn't check out either. But it was a very difficult situation when you have that. So who's ever coming in will want to have the assurance. They have a couple of people. They'll want somebody behind the scenes that is an analyst, one or two of them. And they'll want a couple on that are coaches.
They could bring in a whole bunch of guys, right?
Yeah, you want guys that you know because you want someone that says, hey, this is how coach is going to want it done.
Mm-hmm.
So like when I took over here, it was like, how's he want it done? I have no idea. Never worked with Coach Bush. I have no clue how to do this. So you had to kind of do a training session on the run of how you do that. So that will be something that will come up in this. If anybody they talk to is going to be the first question they'll ask if they're interested is, who can I bring with me?
The Butler hire was always a little curious. The defensive coordinator, him being promoted. Because he came, remember how, the circumstances that he came here on? Very rushed. It was July of 2024, and Evan Cooper had – it was just out of the blue. It was on – I think it was the day before.
They were on the 4th of July.
It was the day before the 4th or the 4th. And all of the sudden, Cooper was out. And then the next morning, it was
– Butler was in.
Well, it was – yeah, Butler's name surfaced. So – but that was for the DB's job. That was a secondary job. It wasn't – now, there were people that at that time that were saying, yeah, this could be your eventual DC. But his resume did not scream that, eventual DC. You know, he has DB's experience. That's what he is. He's a secondary coach. So I was always a little – I mean, it's not like I questioned it when he was promoted. But it didn't wow me when – okay, they're going to promote Butler. I don't know, it was curious to me. The whole thing was a little curious to me. But anyway, now you go with the third – Rhule's going with this third DC now. And then it's sort of interesting if you think about it. And this is no negative commentary on Matt. But it's think about it. Last year, what did he do? He demoted his OC in season.
Marcus Satterfield, yeah.
Then he fired his special teams coordinator and hired a new one. And now he has fired his DC, and he got a contract extension. Yeah. that's. I mean, it's an odd confluence of circumstances for sure, right? It's not
it's a strange.
Now
picture.
You would the thing you would say is, well, he's not afraid to make decisions. You know, he's trying to right some wrongs, so that's good.
What is Butler's contract situation?
I think he's got paid. I don't know that.
I bet it's a year and plus.
Yeah, probably 14 more months.
14 more months.
Yeah. So he'll be fine. Now, it's not easy. I told Sean yesterday, let's not be joking around too much on our show. The guy got fired, okay? I mean, it's not an easy thing.
Oh, no. You know where I'm at on that with the coaches. That's what I said. That's why I was wondering what his contract was, because it's like,
it's never easy.
Okay, you can get it. And it is brutally. Like I said, I read a deal. Don't know if it's true or not. Again, like where the OC from the Eagles got his house egged. You see that? After the game. They lost the game.
Bears.
Yeah. How much do you think about that?
Why would you
egg a house? That's what I mean. But my point is, that's how nuts it is.
I know.
I mean, and it is. It's hard on kids, on for all those coaches like that. It is brutally hard. Because I would guarantee you that the staff wasn't like, well, I don't know where Butler's at. I think he's at the mall. Right. No, he was working.
Probably working.
Doing everything possible.
Yeah.
And then the next thing would be, if you looked around like that, just right now, you tell me, who were the draft picks on the defense?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, is it...
Front seven. Who are the draft
they
picks?
They don't.
I don't think they have anybody right
hold
now.
Hold on. Let me think about this. Eventual draft picks or now?
Right now. Just right now.
No, they don't.
When next year's draft?
No.
Or even in the future, there's some... I mean,
On the defense... You would say Wright and Singleton are potential draft picks.
But probably unlikely.
Oh, I think they're both
likely. Wright's getting drafted for sure?
Sierra, yeah. I think he'd be the number one guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Singleton. I don't know if there's anybody else right now on that side. So what you're saying is, did he have enough personnel? I'd say no. I'd say no. You know? I mean, that's what I'd say. we talked all off season about the front seven, particularly front four. It's someday I'll get to a point. We'll get to a point where we're not talking about Nebraska being that deficient up front, because we've talked a lot about it.
So was that an area that was just in it was what it was mentioned here? You brought it up, but from the head coach down, that wasn't the case.
No, he said we're hell on wheels on the defensive line. Yeah. Now, he's got – I get why Rhule does that. It's my theory that he does that to combat all of the negativity outside. That he's – if these kids got to hear someone say
– Oh, absolutely. They believe in him. Yeah, you never want to be like – Whew, D-line.
Yeah, I don't know what we got here, guys.
We're going to have to – no, you never want to say that.
Now, I think he does it – he swings pretty far the other way, but I get it in this world. Those kids sometimes need to hear something positive publicly. So, I don't know. We knew what was coming. It was probably a little worse than I don't know about you, Jake. It was a little worse than I thought.
The defensive front?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little worse than I thought.
Well, the rush defense is awful. They couldn't stop the run all year long.
Well, Michigan State they did, and I thought maybe they were turning the corner against Michigan State.
That team can't run the ball, though, very well.
Well, I don't think so. They have a good run. I don't mind that running back they have. And Nebraska, against Michigan State, did a good job, and I thought, okay, maybe they're turning the corner. And they didn't.
No.
They didn't turn the corner.
No,
I was wrong. In fact, I wrote an article saying maybe they're turning the corner. Nope, they didn't. They didn't turn a corner. In fact, they drove off a cliff at Penn State. I mean, they turned the corner and drove off a cliff. Yeah. Penn State was a problem. Yeah. It was a big problem. That's the sort of game that gets guys fired, right?
Yeah, there's games. And there's certain games, and you look at when I used to say things, like when I would point things out to the team, like, this is the stuff that everyone can see. And so, I mean, like, so every fan's watching that at no matter what level.
My mom.
You're watching it. Yeah, you're watching. And I used to always say that. I go, your grandma could see this.
Right.
And she would know that this is bad.
Right.
That's kind of what's.
Pam, things, my mom.
Yeah, things look.
My mom's pretty astute football, by the way. She knows stuff when it's going down. So, yeah, they had moments earlier in the year when they, Michigan State ran it 38 times for 84 yards. Nice. Okay. But then what happened, Maryland didn't put up a big number, but Maryland's a terrible rushing team, and they went 31 for 130. And if you remember, their guys, their very mediocre guys, looked pretty good that day. And then what happened? Minnesota happened.
That was bad.
Darius Taylor went 24 times for 148.
Had a long run down the sideline, too.
Yeah, so that Michigan State, when I thought, okay, maybe they got this squared around. No, they didn't.
John Butler is out. Phil Snow, the interim DC, will see who they probably some point in late December expected to get a hire there.
Could be any time from today to January 15th. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how what he's got in mind at all. We'll find out though.
Well, if you are hungry right now for breakfast, brunch, or lunch,
are you hungry?
In downtown Lincoln,
Where would you send the breakers this morning, Bill?
Not McDonald's.
Well, maybe, but if they were driving around, but the first place they'd have to go to would be the Bird.
Early Bird is open right now at 19th and K with free and spacious parking. They also have breakfast, nachos, breakfast tacos, waffles, French toast,
heated syrup,
and the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today at 19th and K. Open right now until 2 p.m. every day of the week. When we come back, Lane Kiffin got some interesting contract news from him. That's up next, an early break on The Ticket.